Track 4, Glaslyn Reserve, a demonstration for the future. The Glaslyn Reserve, on which you are standing, is the largest reserve owned by the Montgomeryshire Wildlife Trust. It is here and on some surrounding land holdings that the Trust are undertaking a unique social and ecological project, as Clive Faulkner and his colleagues Stephen Hughes and Liz Lewis-Reddy explain.
Well, we recognised many years ago that farming in Wales, in fact, farming across the UK, is having a hard time. And we looked at what the future for farming is going to be. And we recognised that although there's going to be demand for food as populations grow across the globe, we recognise that actually up here, in these mountainous areas, the cost effectiveness, the efficiency of actually producing food up here is actually really poor.
What we've noticed is that there are fewer people working with the environment in the hills to produce their living. And that's purely based out of the fact that there's just not enough money for people to stay around here. So what happens is that instead of a number of smaller farms, you get these huge ranch-like farms. And so the animals, what they do is they move around to those areas that are most nutritious, that are most palatable to them. And that means that a lot of these ecosystems and vegetation communities that have developed under grazing pressure are changing. So you lose a lot of these really valuable, rare species that have developed under this long centuries of agriculture. And a lot of people would say, well, so what? That's just the way the world is. Things move on, things change. But the thing is, if we allowed everything to scrub over here, then we would just end up having an ecosystem like you have everywhere else. The few rare things that are so valuable here would be lost. So from a biodiversity perspective, we want to retain these communities.
Our aim is not to sort of recreate a past landscape, but to move on and to create a different landscape, and one that not only provides a certain amount of farming but also sequesters carbon and keeps water up here and does a lot of other things that are now increasingly important because of climate change.
So we started working with the farmers and talking to the farmers about how we're going to do that, how we can actually help them farm for environmental things, not just for food. And we looked at the landscape and we said, well, what is there here that the farmers can produce? Well, there's a whole range of things once you really start to think about it. First of all, you know, there's the obvious things like there's wildlife and there's access to a beautiful countryside. You know, there's a view that is a product. It's man-made, this view. The wildlife is only here because of the farming that's here. But then if you start looking more carefully, there are more products. There are things like flood water management. The rain falls on the mountains, and if it's the wrong sort of rain in the wrong sort of quantities, it will gush down and flood the towns. And climate change is going to make that worse. So we've got this point where we have a service that the land managers here can do for us as the residents of the UK. They can help us. They can protect us from flooding. So why don't we work out a way of making that work for them as well as for us?
And so that is the underlying premise of the Pimlimmon Project, is to provide support for both the ecological and the social communities that are so valuable in this part of the world. And the number of different restoration works that we have on go, both habitat and social, are all based around supporting those two different communities.
We will return to the subject of how these restoration techniques aim to combat climate change and flooding and help sequester carbon later on in the audio trail. Head through the metal field gate and down along the track towards the lake. Find a comfy spot on the gravel beach, have a coffee break or a sandwich, and listen to track 5.